California members of Congress were also caught off guard by the president's tweet, among them Congressman Doug LaMalfa, a Republican representing most of the North State.
We do have some very bad forest management practices, just non-management really. A lot of it is due to the Forest Service being unable or unwilling, whatever it is, over a lot of years to be as aggressive as they are or should be in order to have the type of sustainable forest, you know, tree to acre ratio that it should be, etc. So I think this administration is going to move a lot more towards that. We've had Secretary Sonny Perdue from USDA, which oversees Forest Service, out here several trips now in response to the car fire up in Redding and the horrible campfire we have in the Paradise area. So they're aware of that, and I think they really want to ratchet up what it takes to treat these acres. So I share the president's frustration with that.
Right, but I mean, at the same time, the fire victims aren't the ones who impose these restrictions. The fire victims aren't the one making these lawsuits. When the president says, I've ordered FEMA to send no more money, you know, what does that mean? How are you reacting to that?
That side of it, the tweet is not helpful at all because we don't want our fire victims to think that the effort we've been making is going to come to a stop. So I think the president conflating the two issues into one tweet really missed the mark on that. So I think, you know, in our conversations with the White House so far today and with FEMA, have indicated, like, look, hey, we get it on forest management. We want to help. We'll be a great partner on that. It needs to be done. I've been preaching it for all the years I've been a legislator. But on the need of the people of, you know, the general Paradise area that have been affected by this, you know, the president came up, he visited, he saw that, and he made the commitment, the promise at the time. I believe he'll follow through with it. This tweet will be another tweet in the wind based on whatever his mood was at the time. But going forward, I think he'll keep the commitment. And FEMA today also did another action to extend the period that people can apply for disaster relief on that. So nothing has actually been done to reverse the direction of what FEMA is doing. So no official action on stopping the funding or whatever. Chalk it up to another silly tweet when he was probably angry about Gavin Newsom saying stuff to him. So, you know, I don't know. It isn't helpful, but I think we have enough of a relationship with the White House as well as my colleague Kevin McCarthy to basically put this one to bed.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's little love lost between the president and California's elected leaders, almost all of whom are from the Democratic Party. But as the guy who represents victims of the car and campfire, what are you doing to personally assure that these folks aren't caught up and become victims to a policy dispute between, you know, elected leaders that may have very little to do with?
We're communicating with FEMA and messaging the White House staff and having Kevin McCarthy carry that message to us. Like, you know, let's not do this. Let's not react to something else in this way. And so, I believe that we have a good enough relationship there that they will take that seriously. And no action has been taken. Indeed, FEMA has opened up the door a little bit more to help fire victims with its action today. So I think this is going to blow over, and we're going to stay on them about that to say, you know, make sure that this doesn't become something. You know, I hope he and Gavin Newsom can settle some differences on some other issues, which I think it's all kind of boiling over on this border situation. And, you know, the president is frustrated with how California doesn't follow federal law. And so maybe he was venting in this fashion here. It's kind of hard to tell.
Well, that's exactly brings me to my next and probably final question here. At least with the wall, the president is very clear. He wants $5.6 billion. In this tweet, he says that you know, unless California gets its act together, what does that mean to get their act together? How do you comply with or, you know, what do you have to do to get your act together in the president's eyes? I mean, you're on the ground with him in Redding on the tarmac there in the wake of the car fire. You're on the ground there in Paradise with him. What's your read?
Well, there's been very good cooperation with the federal and state entities that are actually on the ground up there with FEMA and the California Office of Emergency Services. Oh, yes. They're working. They're getting it done. And so, you know, I think as best as humanly possible with the enormous size of this thing, things are going pretty well. So, you know, I mean, it's never fast enough when you're a displaced person there that's, you know, living in a motel or someone else's house or, you know, whether it's a trade or whatever. But, you know, and I sympathize with that greatly, but, you know, progress is being made. And so as far as California getting their act together, if you're a person with private forest land, you got to go through a heap of paperwork and wasted time to get a timber harvest permit. And so a lot of people give up because they can't afford all that, and so they don't manage their land, or instead they maybe go develop it. And so I fought that for 8 years as a state legislator. We were able to pass a couple of bills to help a little bit, but we still have a litigious and overly environmental extremism focused way of doing business in the state of California. So I guess that's where getting this act together and say, look, we need to find the balance between the number of trees per acre that's going to be sustainable and safe versus what we're doing now.
Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Late this afternoon, multiple media outlets reported that the White House has asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to look for money in last year's disaster aid spending bill that could be diverted to pay for a border wall.